11th of August 2020, St. Clair, Matthew 19, 27-29. Then Peter answered and said, Look, we have left everything and followed you. What are we to have then? Jesus said to them, In truth I tell you, when everything is made new again, and the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, you yourself will sit on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, brothers, sisters, father, mother, children, or land for the sake of my name will receive 100 times as much and also inherit eternal life. Today we take the text that the church has foreseen for St. Clair of Assisi. St. Clair was so inflamed by the example of St. Francis that he joined him, as did her younger sister Agnes. This provoked great resistance in her family, which had other plans for her. Even violence was used. But St. Clair did not let herself be diverted from her path and remained faithful to the vocation that had been given to her. According to tradition, even before the birth of her child, her mother was shown in a dream that the light would emanate from the child to enlighten the Christian world. And so it was. St. Clair became the foundress of an order. Later, her sister Beatrice and her mother followed her into the convent. Even today, there are still poor Clair monasteries which cultivate contemplation. Today's gospel text fits very well to her life because Clair left everything for the sake of Jesus. The text and her life example invite us to reflect on the importance of vocation. Certainly, not everyone is called to this radical discipleship, but nevertheless, such vocation exists, and they are so precious that everything must take a backseat, even the closest family ties. Is this still recognized today, or is this vocational dimension being lost largely in accordance with the spirit of the times? It is less and less understood today that in such a vocation one must leave everything behind. Even in some monasteries, not enough attention is paid to this, so that religious, for example, devote too much time to family matters, to the detriment of their vocation. A vocation such as that of St. Clair and that of the Apostle serves directly the kingdom of God. Here the word of the Lord becomes particularly luminous. Seek the kingdom of God first. Or, whoever puts his hand to the plough and looks back is not adept at the kingdom of God. Luke 9:26. The following orientation is most important for the fulfillment of such a vocation. What serves the vocation that has been received and what does not? Christian prudence must be applied in discernment. However, in order to follow such a call, it is necessary to be completely committed to God and no longer to cultivate natural certainties and habits. It is precisely these that then become an obstacle. The example of St. Clair is a good example for this. If she had followed the desire of her family for a marriage in conformity with her status, neither her call nor that of her sister and later even that of her mother would have been fulfilled. Today there would be no Clarissons to bless the church. Her mother's dream would not have been fulfilled. However, since Clair, supported by the grace of God, remained faithful to her vocation, she could become a light according to the meaning of her name. There is nothing to be preferred to the immediate call of God, because it is principally fruitful for the kingdom of God in another dimension than a life in the world. Therefore, I only can encourage everyone to let God show them sincerely whether such a call exists, and to encourage parents to support such a call and understand it as a special grace. As important as the family is, the call to a special vocation of Christ requires the family and its interest to take a back seat and to turn oneself completely to God. This is done out of love for God and thus becomes a blessing for all people. At this point, I would like to encourage religious to live their vocation fully and to have the appropriate distance to the world. Today, unfortunately, there's a tendency in the church not to perceive this dimension properly and to realize it. But this means that something essential is lost. It would be similar if priests were too involved in worldly commerce and neglected their spiritual dimension. The crisis in our church is also related to the neglect of spiritual formation, which gives too much importance to worldly matters, and in this way the capacity of discernment is weakened and the primary task is easily lost sight of. It goes without saying that one can then also face the temptations less clearly and the occasion suffers damage. But also for people who live in the world and fulfill their vocation there, certain directives can become a guide. One can apply to the sentence, what serves the realization of the kingdom of God and what does not? And so direct the life more towards God. May the shining example of St. Clare help us to live the vocation given by God completely and without false compromise.
The communion verse which we listen today says, truly I say to you, that you who have left all and followed me will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life.
Secundi.